The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Pat Dennigan is with me though in the meantime. He's Focus Ireland's CEO. And Pat, we'll talk about kind of Shine a Light, the big annual fundraising initiative in a moment, which is so important, I know, in terms of the work that you guys do. But I was thinking about it before you came in here, and there was a period of time where on the Friday at the end of every month, or was it the beginning of the following month, you would get the homeless figures and they would be national news. They would be talked about on shows like this and other shows all afternoon. Yes. When they passed certain Rubicons, it would get particular attention, and that has ceased to be the case over the last little while. It's still mentioned in the news headlines, but it's amazing the degree to which we seem to have accepted. That doesn't mean any of us think it's okay, but we've accepted this reality of thousands and thousands of people homeless.
That's right. And Kieran, it very much is a reality. You're absolutely right. The last Friday of every month, the previous month's numbers come out, and that still happens. It doesn't make as much of a splash, but it should. The last time that happened, 16,000 people, or a record number of people, were regarded as homeless, were counted as homeless. And of that, just over 5,000 children. There was a really powerful report today from the ESRI talking about the effect of poverty on children, and the number of 1 in 5 children are in poverty as a result. And really, that's something that should concern us all. And that's really what we're all about in Focus Ireland, and what the event Shine a Light is all about.
Have the paths into homelessness evolved over the last few years? How have they changed? How do they reflect what's happening in society in terms of poverty or the housing crisis?
They have, certainly. But what we also see within homelessness is that certain people are, certain groups of people are staying longer within emergency accommodation, or are remaining homeless longer, particularly families. What we see is some of the housing that's been developed at the moment is typically market developed, and it's 2 and 3 bedroom homes. But two things get left behind. One are single people, but in particular are larger families that need a 4-bed house or something like that. And their stay in emergency accommodation is longer as a result.
And is that a consequence of policy decisions being made? It's a case maybe of, you know, the needs of the many outweighing the needs of the few. 2 and 3 bedroom homes might suit most people, or a lot of people on those lists. And yes, the outliers will suffer, but so be it.
I don't think it's a case of so be it, but I do think there's a lot more priority and urgency could be taken in that area. So I think there's a lot more could be done to actually prioritise people who are homeless, to make sure that people who, that the housing that does come on stream is actually allocated to people who are homeless, or, and particularly people who are long-term homeless. I think that's really important.
I don't know, is this a measurable, but anecdotally, do you get the sense that it's harder to deliver 1-bed units, that there tends to be maybe more local opposition to the idea of kind of individuals in 1-bed units? There's a sense it's more transient. There's a sense you might have more kind of men with addiction issues is often the objection that's raised, whereas 2 and 3 bedrooms are presented as family homes, and they're more palatable to people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the case. Certainly, from a financial position, it's more viable to look at the kind of 2 and 3 bedroom homes at the moment, as opposed to the 1 beds. And some of the professional bodies have also kind of verified that. But having said that, the need very much is there within larger family homes, but and particularly for families, because we see the effect of trauma on some of those children. Like 5,000 kids at the moment in emergency accommodation is the equivalent, I think someone quoted there recently, of something like 220 primary school classrooms, the full classroom equivalent of that. And people are going back to school this month. People are starting school this month, and they're also continuing all the way up to Leaving Cert in exactly those situations. And it has a dramatic impact. I think we'll only see the full impact many years into the future.
Where, in terms of the services that you provide, where is the greatest pinch point? Where are you under the most pressure in terms of presentations?
I think the scale is one particular point. The scale, and this today we have just launched our annual report for 2024, and we encountered 18,000 people in 2024. That's up from 16,000 the year before.
Yeah.
So that scale of demand and that scale of need is something which we come across all the time. That's certainly one thing. But the length people have to stay in emergency accommodation is also causing greater difficulties. So that in turn has an impact on some of our case managers, like some of our child support workers and all the rest of that. But events like Shine a Light, which, you know, this year is in its 13th year, would you believe? And we have a number of, I suppose, hosted events around the country, but also a number of community events that are happening in people's workplaces and in people's communities. Our biggest event is taking place this year in the Ivy Gardens, and it's partnered with Borgosh Energy in this particular event. But it's meant for business leaders, particularly that particular event, and it's. The idea behind it for business leaders is that we've conducted research which says that 97% of Irish business leaders have said that the homeless issue is a critical one for society. And we believe that this is a real opportunity for businesses to come behind, both from a fundraising perspective, but also from coming behind as a campaigning perspective. You know, businesses have demands on themselves, but they also want to promote an environment of business.
What does it say about our priorities in society that it is 13 years since this campaign got underway? Yeah. It's almost as long since people have started talking about an increasing homelessness problem, you know, and when that started. And younger listeners might not appreciate this, they won't remember it. We were mired in recession, and it was kind of seen as almost a consequence of that we had that period of austerity and nothing was happening, and this was one of the legacies of it. And as the country began to enrich itself, we would have to deal with the problem. And yet here we are, we have certainly enriched ourselves. The government have so much money, they've got multiple rainy day funds, and yet the problem is getting worse. How do you reflect on that?
I think you can go back even further, Kieran. Because this year we're 40 years old as an organisation. It was founded in 1985 by Sister Stan. And Stan founded the organisation in a very different environment. At the time, she was looking at the whole area of homeless women in Dublin. But the environment has changed significantly. There's so much more family homelessness at the moment. There's so much more single people, particular families and children, that we never had before. I think it's really important also to say that in the worst of recent times, if you just remember back, say, 4 or 5 years of COVID, there was a huge level of partnership and priority and urgency attached to dealing with the homeless issue at the time. And in a relatively short space of time, it reduced from over 10,000 to just over 8,000 4 years ago. It's gone up now almost 100% to 16,000.
Was that the eviction ban, effectively?
Not so much the eviction ban, but it was at the time it was also more accommodation coming on stream and more accommodation being made available. But also a huge level of priority and urgency attached to all of the people involved.
So not to get party political on it, but you guys would be paying very close attention then to housing output. So how worried are you that it looks like, having not hit targets last year, that we're not going to hit them this year, and certainly the early indications based on planning permissions and what have you are that we're not going to hit them for the next couple of years?
That's certainly an issue. There's no doubt about that. But one of the things that we are talking to the government and to the minister about as well is that it's not just housing that can be used to solve homelessness. You'd have to prioritise your work, and you also have to support people who are homeless to keep the homes they have. So much of what we do at the moment in Focus Ireland is about prevention and making sure that people who are in that position, they live up to their responsibilities, but they also are aware and get their entitlements.
What would make the biggest difference to you guys in terms of service provision? What one change could the government implement? I'm conscious of budgetary decisions that are going to be made over the next 4 weeks in government buildings. Is there anything? Are there low hanging fruit?
I'm not sure if low-hanging fruit is the right term, but there are certainly things that could be, there's decisions could be made and priorities that could be called to make the situation much better. We believe that, first of all, you need to provide the right homes in the right places. It takes time to provide homes. But also, if you could use the social housing that comes on stream in a better way, you would reduce the number of people homeless and capitalise on the units that
so
you have.
So in what way is it not used that well at the moment? How could they improve how it's used?
I think by allocating a particular portion of social housing that comes on stream directly for people who are homeless, rather than spending it with time on the list, would be a great help. I think working together in a greater sense of partnership with organisations like our own and others to actually make sure that the supports were put in place for people. I think one of the areas that we could look at in the short term as well is the whole area of the housing assistance payments or HAP payments. At the moment, the HAP levels haven't been adjusted in about 8 years, and rents in the private rented sector have increased dramatically in that time. So I think there are a number of pretty immediate decisions that could be made to address the situation.
All right, Pat, listen, thanks a million for coming in to us. Pat Dennigan is the Focus Ireland CEO and the Shine a Light. It's Focus Ireland's largest annual fundraising initiative. It's proudly supported by Bord Gáis Energy, and it's vital to keep the services there going, the things that Pat was talking about. So the Nationwide Sleep Out, it takes place on Friday, October 10th. 3 days after the budget, and it helps raise vital funds to help end family homelessness in Ireland. And Focus Ireland continue to do all that crucial work to help those experiencing homelessness. And you can donate as well at focusireland.ie. Pat, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.